Okay, thanks for coming out. First of all, before we get into the injuries that Aaron's going to ask about, I want to talk about East Carolina a little bit, okay? And not clarifying and not apologizing, because some of you guys want to take that the wrong way, as we've learned in the past, just making the point that the point was missed by a few. I have utmost respect for East Carolina, as evidenced by the fact that when I was at Cincinnati, they kicked our butt on a regular basis. Okay, great athletes. What are you saying? You went to school to Aaron went to school to East Carolina. Pan the camera down there, Aaron Wilson. As did Vontae Leach, and another of other great players. Pretty good quarterbacks came out of there too. Great program. We got good friends down there in town still that we've met in our trips to North Carolina. So I'm telling you, North Carolina is a great state, and East Carolina is a great program, and I think about Cincinnati and Virginia Tech and East Carolina and Southern Miss and those teams that were playing in that conference at the time. Those teams have all become big-time programs now. It's a great accomplishment, all right? The reference was to the Buddy Ryan statement, okay, and to the questions about, you know, the NFL and how tough it is in the NFL and those kind of things. So is that cleared up? Did I do an okay job with that, Kevin? Not that great, actually, but I did my best. Injuries. Marshall Yanda tweaked the knee a little bit and tweaked his ankle a little bit. So he's moving around. MRIs are all positive, nothing there. Bobby Williams had an ankle, nothing on the MRI, sprain. So, you know, we'll see. We'll probably give him some rest during the week sometime and try to get him to Sunday. So those are the only two things I think that were really anything that were significant injury-wise. Well, just Chuck's a great person. You know, he's a great coach. He's all heart. You know, Chuck's all heart. And he's a guy that I think you believe in. He believes in his players. He believes in the guys he coaches with. You can see it in the team, in the way that the team's playing with over in the way they're playing over in Indianapolis. And, you know, we actually showed the clip to our guys today in the meeting, which was really kind of neat. So Chuck's a fighter, like you said, and, you know, we're all proud of him. You know, we're just proud of the way they're playing there and everything, and it was a neat moment. I was glad, it's neat for all the, you know, people who are football fans out there to see that clip and see some insight into Chuck Pagano.
John, that's a
Jaw played well. You know, he played 10 or 15 snaps, different positions in there, and he played well, did a nice job. First time of really taking any kind of extended time out there. And he wasn't overwhelmed at all. That's kind of what you look for in a young guy. And he wasn't. He did well. I thought Courtney played very well. You know, Courtney was a force on the edge there, especially against the run. And we moved him inside a little bit. You may notice that. And he did a nice job in there, too, in the nickel package. Danelle played well. You know, he's got a couple thumb issues. He's got some casts on there, so it makes it a little tougher for him to use his hands. But he was playing without thumbs, and he played well without thumbs. So the rest of them played very well. But I thought all those young guys did a good job.
Also, D'Angelo Tyson got a lot of time out there yesterday. How's he progress, and do you see him playing an active role going forward?
Well, yeah, I think he will. You know, he's getting better. He was good. You know, there are other times he wasn't as good, like most young guys, especially in the trenches in there, because it's such a fight in there. Sometimes you get the best of them. Sometimes they get the best of you. And there were times when it went both ways. But he's been better every time he's played, and he's doing well.
John, was there anything in the game yesterday that you and the coaches worked on during the bye week that you saw come to fruition yesterday, made you feel good?
Yeah, probably a number of things, Drew. You know, I thought we did a better job tackling. You know, that was something that was really important. And defensively, we tackled better. We had more guys around the ball. We did a good job of taking on blocks up front, you know, getting our hands on offensive linemen, getting off of blocks. I thought our gap control was a lot better, you know, just across the board. We were a little more coordinated up front with some young guys understanding their responsibility in the defense. Set the edge well. But there were other things that, you know, need to be better, too. So it's a work in progress.
John, Dean was up in the press box or the coaching, whatever you want to call it, right, last night. What went into that decision, and you know, is that something you plan on doing going forward?
We do plan on doing that going forward. That was Dean's idea. You know, that's something Dean talked about after the game down in Houston. He'd actually brought it up with me a couple weeks before that, thinking maybe he'd be a little more comfortable doing it that way. So, you know, it's there's a lot of different ways to do it, but I think he feels good up there where he's got a little better view on everything. He can kind of see what's going on and make some corrections and make some adjustments without having to have it communicated. We've got some other guys that have been on the field. Don Martindale's been on the field a lot of times in his career, so he went down on the field and did a good job relaying the signals in. Of course, you know, T.A. and Ted have always been down there. So I thought it worked really well yesterday. The communication was very good.
John? Talked about him a little bit. What strides has he made, you know, this year stepping into the role that he's in now?
Who's that?
Danelle Ellerbe.
Yeah, Danelle, you know, Danelle played well last year. You know, he's a guy that he's had a lot of talent all the way through. I think from a professionalism standpoint, he's just made tremendous growth. You know, he's really become a serious student of the game. He works really hard at it. Obviously, he's been working with Ray and Jameel. Those are two very serious guys. And, you know, Danelle's really grown as a player that way. To me, that's the biggest improvement. He's always had the talent. He's become a really good technician. And he's playing at a high level. He's never not done well when he's been put on the field. And now his role continues to be expanded, and he continues to do well.
John, a couple of you on board, their safety blitz. When you got a chance to watch it a few times, what did you see on the hand? He sort of took issue with the penalty, obviously.
Helmet to helmet?
Yeah.
It was helmet to helmet.
Yeah, you got in there.
Oh, yeah. It was helmet to helmet, no question. Without question.
John, can you take me through the end of the first half, your last possession, why you chose not to sort of milk the clock a little bit there?
Take me through the situation. I'm not following you. I have to think about it.
When you threw the ball three straight times with about a minute 30 to go, yeah. They take the ball back over there?
Well, you know, I think we thought we had a chance to get the first down. I want to get the first down, you know, and see if we can get the drive going. Milking the clock? Nah. No, not in that situation.
That's the wrong word. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want them to have less time if they're?
Yeah, but they have timeouts too. You know, they can use the timeouts. You know, I want to get the first down, whatever way we have to. I don't really, off the top of my head, I'm not thinking about the play calls right now. I'd have to go back and look at that, which we can. You can ask me again Wednesday. We can look at that. But just from a general philosophical perspective, our thought right there was to get 3 points, and we felt we could do that. You know, you get the first down and you're rolling. I wasn't going to use that timeout until it was time to kick the field goal. And that was the thing we were talking about doing, but we weren't thinking about not trying to extend that lead at that point. It didn't work out. You know, it ended up, you know, going the other way on us, but it just wasn't the thought process to be conservative right there. I thought he played solidly. You know, he played solidly. You're right, he's not 100%. You know, he's got the shoulder. You know, in the knee a little bit, but he's fighting through it. He's playing well. I think you play it. They take that day by day and week by week. We'll just have to see. You know, we need to win every game. You know, every game, the division championship's on the line. So we'll just have to take that day by day and week by week and see where we're at.
John, I know the offense struggled to move the ball a little bit in the second and third quarters, but on the three scoring drives, you know, two in the first quarter and the final one, did you see things there that you think you can build on going forward, you know, not even just at the road, on the road, but just in the game
today? Oh, yeah. You try to look at the whole thing in context, and those were three very encouraging drives, obviously. Those are, you know, it seems like if we get the first down, we're in business, you know. Then we go five other drives and we don't get the first down. And you try to look for reasons for that. And the reason's always when you're talking about a few plays here, you're talking five drives, no first downs, and usually it's five issues, one on each drive that kept us from getting that first down. We were in third and 10 too much. We didn't run the ball. We tried to come out and run the ball, and they stopped us. You know, they did what they did, and they played better than us. Then we couldn't convert on third down like we've done at times this year. So, you know, those are areas we have to get better at, you know. The things that we can do well that you're saying that we did do well, those are definitely things we can build on. But, you know, we're not as good a football team right now as we intend to be or as we need to be. You know, we have a good record. We're very pleased with where we're at. I'm proud of our guys. That was a tough game. It was kind of interesting. You know, sometimes we don't maybe give the opponent quite enough credit all the time. You know, we're so introspective, and we should be. But going into this game, there's a lot of talk about Cleveland, you know, being a team on the rise, and we were going to struggle with Cleveland. I heard a lot of people say that. The game kind of went the way it always goes. It's usually, isn't it usually a 7 to 10 point differential with Cleveland? That's what it always is, you know, and it's a tough ball game. So I'm really pleased with the fact that we won, the fact that we're 6-2 in the first half of the season. By the same token, we're not the team that we need to be. You know, we're not as good as we need to be. We need to be better at all those things. We need to be better on third down. We need to run the ball more consistently. We need to protect our quarterback more consistently. We need to throw and catch better. That's just on the offensive side. All those things on the defensive side, Drew, need to continue to get better. Or we're not going to be 6-2 in the second half. You know, we're going to have to play better. You know, and that's our charge. That's our responsibility. We got to go to work on that. And that's what we intend to do. We need to.
John, does Joe's completion percentage below 60 start to concern you in the drops as well? I mean, is that, I mean, obviously it concerns you as a coach, but is that a number you want to see go higher?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something. We talk about, you know, being closer to 70% as a goal. You know, that's where we want to be. You know, we don't want to be around 60%. We're capable of being better than that. So, you know, that's kind of what we're talking about in the second half of the season. That's got to improve.
So, the number of Pro Bowl corner.
Go ahead.
Bernard, you guys have talked about wanting to get him more involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the world of Bernard. You know, I think the world of our rookies. We've got a lot of good players there, and you know, Bernard's got some skills. And the fact that if you got a 1-2 punch in there a little bit, running back, it sure helps you. You know, it changes the pace a little bit, and it gives Ray a chance to breathe. And it's gonna make Ray better in the fourth quarter of a game or the fourth quarter of the season. So, you know, that's something that's gonna be really valuable for us going forward.
Got several Pro Bowl quarterbacks coming up on the schedule. Have you seen growth from your secondary, and did you see it in the Cleveland game specifically?
We did. We did see growth. You know, they're getting. We did a better job. It's not just the secondary, Ryan. It's the whole coverage package. You know, we did a better job matching up routes underneath for the most part. And yet there was a number of routes that we could have matched up better. So, you know, there's a lot of coverages that we're talking about in there. So we just got to keep building on that, continue to build on the discipline underneath and how we match routes, eyes. What we're seeing, what windows we're looking through, you know, we covered very well. Except we let a couple routes get wide open just because we got our vision off of where it should have been a couple times. So that's something that just it's tough in a game. I mean, you're competing and trying to find a way to make plays, but you need to do it, you know, through your responsibility.
John, you said after the Houston game, you felt like you could have run the ball more. Did you feel like you committed to the run, and despite all the three and outs, did you still have that sense to say, look, I still want to run the ball and try to get yardage and first downs that way?
Yeah, but it can't be a blanket statement. You know, to me, it's a good point. We need to be able to run the ball. Absolutely. You know, that's kind of our identity. You know, we want to be a physical football team. We need to stop the run. But we've got to stop the pass, too. We've got to rush the passer, too. And we've got to be able to throw the ball as well. So the truth is, it's going to take different things in different games to win. I hope we build in the capability to be a up-tempo offense. You know, to me, that's something that Joe's done a great job of driving. And our guys have really responded to. And even when we were huddling yesterday, it was a faster tempo than sometimes you've seen in the past. So we've developed the ability to play faster. We've got to be able to throw the ball. We've got to be able to complete the passes at the rate you're talking about. And we've got to be able to make big plays down the field. And we've done that at times with some consistency. And other times we've kind of hit droughts. So all those things tie together. And, yeah, so I'm saying yes to everything. But the fact is you have to be good at all those things to win games.
Is one of the things yesterday in the end of first couple drives that worked well. It happened in Kansas City, started out running the ball well, as well as in Houston. And then, like, it seems like the other teams adjusted, maybe looked at some skills. Is it an improvisation thing that maybe you guys have to adjust to? So other teams adjusting to you guys, and you're not making second adjustments, or is it something else?
You know, we looked at that, and I specifically looked at that this morning, you know, and it's not about adjustments. You know, we made adjustments, they made adjustments. It was really more about, you know, making a block here and there. It's really what it boiled down to. I think at times, like I said after the game, it turned out to be true watching the tape. For a stretch, they played a little better than us. They came up with a couple plays. And then when we didn't, you know, hit a pass or two, we couldn't get a drive going. It allowed them to kind of come down and play a little heavier on us than we wanted to. If we could have converted, get them on their heels a little bit, I think the run game would have opened up. So it wasn't so much about an adjustment. We just didn't execute well enough to convert a first down to get ourselves going. And then as soon as we did that, right? As soon as we hit the play-action pass to Anquan, we were off and running again. So I'd say probably in this game was more about execution than adjustments, really.
You were asked after the game if that play from Anquan, I think just the whole drive in general could serve as kind of a spark or a turning point going forward. I mean, do you believe something like that be that provided decisive points in such a clutch moment could be something you guys could build on the rest of the season where you can kind of look back on?
Yeah, I think so, but it's not the priority. I mean, you could say the first two drives for the Spark. It's not like we've gone the whole season and have done nothing, and then all of a sudden we got one drive, you know. But it was the Spark to win that game. You know, and if you look at the six victories, that's probably happened in every one of those games. So the reality is you have to do something like that in every game to find a way to win games. There just aren't that many blowouts. I mean, I'm all for blowouts. As long as we're the ones doing the blowing out, you know, we were on the short end of one 2 weeks ago, and that wasn't so much fun. But blowouts are tough to come by, you know, so they're going to have to be plays are going to be made, and it's going to come down, and we all know this, right, Mark? Three or four plays that are going to make the difference in a game. And if you make them, you win. And if you don't make them, you usually don't win. And then you've got, you know, two or three games that are blowouts during the course of the season. It seems like it goes that way for every team.
Just to follow up on the completion percentage question from before, I know in terms of the number like that, it would be easy to just point at the quarterback and I guess view it as solely attributable to him. But how much more is it in terms of that combination of factors that call this season?
Oh, yeah, it's always a combination of factors. Absolutely. Every part of football is because it's an 11-man game. There were a few drops. You alluded to that. You know, we catch those balls and we're off and rolling a couple times. There were a few probably misreads. There was a few pressures. It's a team sport. You know, we've got to do better across the board. It's gonna. I had a long talk with Jim Caldwell about it today, and it was a good conversation. And basically, it's what we all believe to be true. We just got to keep working. We've just got to practice. You know, we've just got to get out there and execute and work hard at practice. Put a good plan together, and then work on it. Then go out there and compete. You know, throw the chips out there and see how they fall, you know. But we got the men for the job. You know, we're going to work hard and we're going to improve.
Just in terms of receivers, the tight ends, how would you assess them now for the first
half? You know, I think the tight ends can be more productive. You know, that's something that they're working really hard. You know, Wade Harmon's doing a great job coaching them. But I'd like to see a few more plays out of them, you know, and I know they feel the same way. They want to see a few more plays. Talk to Ed about that and I've talked to Dennis about that. So those guys are fully capable of making spectacular catches. So to me, they can make every catch. You know, we need those guys to be a big part of it.
John, for that dry spell, I mean, how hard was it for you to stay patient with the game plan when things weren't working? And then just talk about, you know, just talk to the guys about perseverance because it was a great counterpunch. They took the lead and you came right back down and took it right back.
You know what? It's funny. Kind of it gets lost in all the talk we're talking about things we have to get better at was the fact that we had to win that game. We did not turn the ball over. All right, we had no major negative play in our own end that cost us a game. And so many times in the NFL, you lose the game as opposed to winning the game. And I thought our guys, first and foremost, didn't lose the game. And then they were able to find a way to win the game, as you put it, with the counterpunch. So it took a lot of patience, you know. And I think it took a lot of patience on the part of our team. It took faith. We talked about that last night. You know, our defense having faith in our offense that they were going to figure it out. Our offense having faith in our defense that they were going to figure it out when they were struggling. And they did. So, yeah, it took some patience, but I was proud of the fact that we were able to pull that off.
Can you Torrey Smith's performance so far midway through the season, and is he where you hoped him to be at this point through his career?
You know, he is. I'd say Torrey's way ahead of where most people thought he'd be. To me, he's right on schedule, you know. I was a Torrey Smith guy. I'll take full credit, you know. I was a glass half full guy on Torrey. He's becoming a route runner, and that's the one thing that people said he wouldn't become. He's becoming a guy that can make spectacular catches, you know, and that's another thing that some of the naysayers said he couldn't do. But Torrey's just—he's a special guy, you know. And one thing I think we need to do is get a few more guys on the field. You know, I'd like to. Anquan and Torrey doing a great job, but let's get Jacoby out there a little more. Let's get Tannen out there a little more. You know, let's same thing we're talking about with Bernard and Ray. You know, let's keep those guys a little fresher because I think, Torrey and Anquan—they'll play every play. You know, they'll go until they can't. So keep mixing some of those. We got some playmakers. We can mix them in a little more.
With Jacoby, is it a matter of his special teams duties? Does that kind of limit what he can do at wide receiver? Or is that not really a factor?
Not a factor. He can do it. He can do all that.
John, you don't get to brag much about your punter, but he did a great job yesterday, not only sort of flipping the field, but keeping the ball away from Cribs, who, you know, it was always a threat to break one.
Right. You know, the thing he did was we were backed up so much there in the second half that he did a great job of driving the ball out across the 50, which is hard to do in that kind of wind backed up like that. But also the fact that our punt coverage team was tremendous. I mean, to cover those punts coming out of your own end when the return is catching the ball and coming downhill on you is really difficult. When you're a punt return team, that's a huge advantage. You feel like you're going to drive that ball down into field goal range right with the punt return. So I was really proud of those guys. I thought our special teams, our coverage on kickoffs, too, was just outstanding.
When you say
Carey's Carey and I have a very strong relationship, you know, and he's a guy that I really believe in. You know, Carey's a competitor. You know, Carey is a fighter. Carey wants to do well so bad, you know, and he's kind of an emotional guy, you know, and that's one of the things I love about him. And, you know, he's done a great job of focusing that emotion and that energy on playing technique, where you've got to kind of do everything exactly right. You got to play with so much discipline out there. He's got great skills, so you know, he to me just keeps getting better. And, proud of him.
Jimmy Smith, the cornerback. When you say the team is not as good as it's going to be, is he a guy, because to get better as a team, you got to get better individual play.
Right.
Is he a guy that can be a difference maker as this season goes on?
Yes. Jimmy Smith can be a difference maker as the season goes on. He made plays yesterday. He's physical. He's another guy. He's only going to get better the more he plays. He didn't play that much last year, you know, and he's starting to play more regularly now. So, talk about Carey and the side. Jimmy, he's another guy. And it's, you know, use the term loosely, you know, I'm an old corner. You know, if you could even call it that. People at Miami of Ohio would probably say you couldn't. But I love those guys. You know, those guys are on the island, man. It's a tough position to play. They're always scrutinized. And we have two very good corners.
Patrick Goodell was in town over the weekend on Saturday for a charity event for Don. Did you have a chance to talk to him beforehand before you left for Cleveland? Or have you gotten any answers yet for your
No. I have tremendous respect for Commissioner Goodell, and we have talked on the phone many times about different things, and have the utmost respect for him. I really do. I think he's doing a great job. He did not ask me about that other thing, and I guess he's not going to now, but I'm probably going to stay out of that conversation from here on out.
Do you expect Ray Lewis to be in the building at all, or have you talked to Ray, and how's he doing?
He's doing well. Probably won't be in the building for a little while. And he's got a protocol he's following. And I can tell you this, he's got the best doctors in the world, to my understanding, working on his triceps. So fully trust Ray with his rehab right now. I know he's doing everything he can to get back. You know, I was really hoping for a question that I could answer gobble, gobble, turkey talk to. And you guys did give it to me. I need some gobble, gobble, turkey talk, you know?
Any chance you'll be your brother for Halloween next year?
That's gobble, gobble, turkey talk. Who makes a better John, Jim or John, you think? I look better in the Raven stuff, don't I, and Jim? My neck? Did they? They mentioned the neck. It's been the one thing I've had over him all these years.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah. Great. All right. Thanks.